Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. It's true. You gotta know the truth.
Wendy's Big Show on the Fan with Lauryn Hill on a Throwback Thursday. 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM, and the freeradio.com app.
Right,
another great one. Everything is everything. What do you think Rob Reichel knows about this, Gary?
I don't know. I got to figure out how old Robbie is, and then I'll know. But, I mean, I'm sure he's heard of Lauryn Hill and the Fugees.
Rob, what do you know about Lauryn Hill and the Fugees?
Yeah, my wife was a big Fugees fan when we started dating, so that you can kind of guess where I'm at age-wise there, Gary. But, no, I'm a fan. I like him quite a bit. I wouldn't go out of my way to see him in concert, but that's a great pick on a throwback. So
yeah, there we go. That's Rob Reich, man. That's because he knows all the stuff that's big time. Man, RobForbes.com, Conley Media, joining us here on the Wendy's Big Show. Did you see enough last week to completely put the L.A. game behind you between the Packers and Panthers?
Yeah, and I think most importantly than anything, Billy, I think Matt LaFleur's got to put that behind in terms of some of his tendencies and his habits that took place in that game in terms of abandoning the run when you're within a score or even 9-0 at halftime like that, putting it all back on Aaron Rodgers, straying away from Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams. I think for the most part, at 10 games in, so what, we're 62.5% of the way through the season, guys. We know who this football team is right now. They're going to bend but don't break on defense. I think they're going to, the last 6 weeks, we know, guys, that they have two high-level running backs and a quarterback that is playing winning football right now. He's probably not the MVP type of player he was in 11-14, but he's still one of the top five or six guys in the league that understands he needs that running game. And I think what you're going to see, guys, in the last 6 weeks of the year here, especially as the weather gets nasty and some of the opponents coming up on the schedule, is they're going to lean even heavier on Jones and Williams. I think that's their best path to victory. Let Rodgers and his band of pass catchers kind of, I don't want to say take second fiddle, but they're not going to clearly dominate the offense as they have for so long. And defensively, guys, they're going to try to take the ball away, play great red zone defense, and hope that holds out. They're not going to be dominant like that 96 unit or, you know, they were in 2010. This is who they are in 2019, and they're going to hope that's good enough, guys, to get them to, say, 13-3 and get a first-round bye.
Hey, Robbie, listen, the debate that we had going on today was how much better is this Packer team than it was last year?
Well, really, Gary, you know, three of the four free agent signings they hit out of the park. I know Amos doesn't get a lot of pub because of the two Smiths, and let's be honest, they got, you know, arguably the two premier pass rushers that were on the market. I expected that, Gary, out of Zadarius. I'm a little surprised Preston's been as good as he's been, but you know, Amos has been their Morgan Burnett this year, just so steady and solid and reliable. He's on the field every snap. You know, so he's been money well spent. Billy Turner's been probably a slightly below average starter, but again, you're better at that position, Gary, than you were a year ago with, you know, rotating guys and Justin McCray and people like that. So, Rodgers is back to playing the kind of football they need him to play. This head coach is fully taking advantage of who Aaron Jones is. And I think we talked, guys, for years on your show, And I know Packer Nation went borderline ballistic when Mike McCarthy continued to underutilize Aaron Jones. So, I mean, the proof's in the record, isn't it, Gary? From 6-9-1 to 8-2, and really with only two teams left on the schedule that are going to be playoff teams, that are teams with winning records, and that's at San Francisco, Minnesota. You look at the other four games, Gary, two dregs of society from the NFC East, two teams from the NFC North that aren't going to have a whole lot to play for in all likelihood by the time you get them on the schedule. You should win those four games. You find a way to split San Francisco and Minnesota, Gary, you get to 13-3, and that's almost going to certainly lock up the one or the two seed.
When we talk about the explosion plays that this Packers defense has given up, and it's a red flag, I think, for everybody following this team. Red zone defense has been really good, but the explosion plays killing this team. Do you think the explosion plays are in part due to miscommunication and people not being where they're supposed to be? Because that was the thing with this defense in years past.
I think that's part of it, Spark, and you're dead on. You would think at some point in time, if they can't get that fixed, and again, after 10 weeks, you kind of are who you are. In essence, they've played, 100 games of what a baseball season would be, and you knew who the Brewers were certainly after 100 games. Yes, if they can't get that fixed, Sparky, they're going to run into some serious issues because that bend but don't break is risky business. And I know they're eighth in the league in red zone defense. They're allowing just 48%, I think, when it comes to touchdowns being scored once opponents are in the red zone. When you start to see really good teams in the playoffs, the Saints, the Vikings, the Cowboys, whoever it might be, those teams typically are going to be 60-plus on red zone offense. So something has to give there. They've got to get a fixed, Spark. I think being fully healthy again back there, now with Savage back from that ankle, he was making a lot of plays early in the year. I talked to him at length last week about that ankle, Spark. He's probably 75 to 80%, he thought, going into the bye. I would think 10 days off is going to help him a lot coming out. He's probably as dynamic of a playmaker as they have back there. I think that's going to help quite a bit. They've got to get Kevin King playing, more solid fundamental football. They've got to tell Jair Alexander to quit gambling as often as he does, because that's hemorrhaged into some big plays. It certainly did a couple weeks ago out in Los Angeles. You saw Amari Cooper blister him in week 5, I think it was, against Dallas. So I think if they stay within the framework of what Pettine wants, Sparky, they'll take some of that down. But at the same point in time, that there are real flaws and holes, especially in the middle of that defense that other teams can exploit. But they've got to take away those huge 20, 25, 30-plus yard type of plays, because you're exactly right. In most of those categories, they're among the bottom of the league right now.
So from those answers, Rob, when you think of it, are those correctable issues, or do you think that those are season-long question marks that will just linger and be the way that you beat this team?
Yeah, I think it's the way you're going to beat them, Billy. And again, everybody's flawed in some way, shape,
100%.
Or form. There's nobody perfect in today's NFL, and there really hasn't been since probably those 96 Packers were about as close to perfect as we've seen in the last 25 years, ranking number one in offense and defense, right? But, yeah, that's the way to beat these guys. I mean, they can't defend tight ends. They can't stop the run. They're giving up chunk plays. It's more personnel, I think, than scheme at this point in time, Billy. And they're going to need another offseason to fix some of those things, whether that's, letting Blake Martinez walk and finding two new inside linebackers or finding another defensive lineman or another corner they maybe trust more than a guy like Kevin King. There's going to be a lot of questions they'll need to answer on this defense in the offseason, Billy. For now, you guys remember back to 2014, they hit the bye week after week 8. They were last in the league in rushing defense, and they came out of the bye and they put Clay Matthews into the middle, and they were a top 5 run defense the rest of the year. If they don't have those kind of answers on the roster this year, it's kind of interesting when you think about it. Clay Matthews could have been that answer this year had they re-signed him cheap and made him one of their middle linebackers or inside linebackers, but they obviously didn't make him an offer and let him leave. But the way they're structured right now, though, Billy, I don't know personnel-wise that Mike Pettine can fix these problems, even with a bye. And some of the numbers might be, come back a little bit in Green Bay's favor here over the next 6 weeks. When you look at it, they'll probably see a you know, a pretty bad Chicago Bears offense. They might see Detroit with a backup quarterback. They're going to see a rookie quarterback out in Washington and when they play the Giants. So those are four games, guys, where defensively they can kind of get their numbers back in line closer to where they want them. But you don't really worry as much about that. You look at it, how do you stop the studs? How do you stop the elite teams in the NFL? And right now, Billy, I'm not sure they have a lot of those answers.
Well, let me ask you this. Look around the NFC real quick. Can you, not to put you on the spot, but I don't know, did you see the San Francisco-Seattle game here?
I did, yes.
Give me your top five teams in the NFC in order, please.
If I ranked them, I would go Seattle 1 just because of the quarterback, Gary. He finds a way to win every single week in some magical, dramatic fashion.
Russell Wilson, buddy, yep.
Yep, just an unbelievable football player. Probably should win the league's MVP. I'd put Green Bay 2, Gary. You know, again, everybody's flawed, and we're sitting here talking about Green Bay's flaws, but there's far more positive than negative, obviously, in terms of what's going on over there. I'm a little bothered by probably even more than the Packers' loss to the Chargers. I'd be more bothered by the Saints' loss to Atlanta. I'm not quite sure what the Saints are right now. So I would put San Francisco probably 3, Gary, the Saints 4, because the Saints don't play as good a defense typically as the 49ers do. And I don't know, Minnesota's still lingering there, guys, just a game behind Green Bay in the division. They've got the Packers at home. They seem to have struck a balance on offense in terms of run pass, and they've got Cousins playing a little bit better. But, again, Cousins has never done it in the postseason, and I know he won a game on primetime the other night, but he's still got a lot to prove. So until he does that, guys, I guess I wouldn't put Minnesota any higher than 5.
Garoppolo, man, or Cousins?
That's a smart guy right there. Smart guy, Rob Reichel.
Garoppolo or Cousins?
Neither.
Well, I mean, we actually got both of them in your top five, right?
Again, Gary, in a playoff game, give me Wilson, Rodgers.
Well, yeah, I mean, I know that, but you're gonna have to play one of those guys in the playoffs.
Are you saying who I'd rather have as my quarterback?
Yeah.
I flip a coin, Gary. I don't know. I wouldn't have a lot of faith in either one of them winning a playoff game, which to me is what could slow down, you know, both those teams come the postseason. I'd much rather have Dak Prescott or Carson Wentz or guys like that we haven't even talked about. I mean, it wouldn't shock me at all to see Philly or Dallas, whoever wins the NFC East, to go and beat a San Francisco or somebody like that in the first round of the playoffs, or beat Minnesota in a wild card game just based on quarterback play. As good as the rest of those rosters are, and obviously San Francisco and Minnesota are loaded roster-wise, it still comes down to the quarterbacks. And right. I'm not sure I want either one of those guys with the ball down 3 with, you know, a minute and a half to go trying to find a way to win the football game.
There you go. There you have it. I told you Rob Reichel's a smart guy. Rob Reichel goes Seattle, Green Bay, San Francisco, New Orleans, and Minnesota. Just a really, really smart guy with those top five teams, Rob.
Billy, you got to tell my wife that.
Dialed in.
I always need some good PR there.
Well, we'll make sure we give you as much good PR, Rob. Go check him out at Forbes.com. He writes about the Green Bay Packers. There you can also follow him on Twitter at Rob Reichel here on the Wendy's Big Show Thursdays at 3:48. Rob, appreciate it, man. We'll talk
next week, Robbie.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy the bye week.
Oh, man, and there he is on the Great Midwest Bank hotline. If you're looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.